Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
Yes, you are. And we are joined today by the wonderful Kerry Godliman. Hello, Kerry. Now, Kerry, you are a comedian, an actor, a TV star, a mother of two, a list lover and a South Londoner.
Yep.
Of all those things, most proud?
All of them. Mother, I suppose, in a rather cliche way. South Londoner, I'm quite proud of.
Yeah,
these
correct.
Days.
Correct.
What was the other stuff on there?
List lover.
Yeah, I'm not overly proud of that. Yeah. Actually, I got a Radio 4 show out of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you are. Yeah,
sniff at that.
Yes.
That's it. Who knew you'd get Radio 4 show out of OCD? I'm going to bring them up and tell them I keep worrying about how I turn the gas off.
Oh, yeah, you'll get a show.
Six-parter, 6:30. Yeah. Job
you
done.
Might need to flesh it out a bit.
Yeah.
But you're on the right track.
So, Kerry, tell us about your family.
It's a very... What do you mean?
Is there a dog?
No, I've got a cat. There's a husband and two children that are 7 and 4.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And a cat and two fish.
Did you take them all up to Edinburgh? You've just been on a tour, haven't you?
I did a tour, but I didn't take them on that. And then we went to Edinburgh.
Right.
And I did take them to that. They were sick of theatre by the end of that.
Really?
Oh, they were seeing two shows a day. They don't give a toss. They don't want to see puppets.
Bring the Disney. Bring the Haribo. Come on, Mum.
Yeah, they really didn't want it. And I was like being all sort of... middle class hand wringing. Come on, darling, let's go and see some lovely Hessian puppets. And they didn't want it.
No, well.
They didn't want to, like, draw their feelings in chalk
and
then wash it away.
No, they don't have to draw their feelings. They bellow them in my face.
They're not bad.
They're good at expressing themselves.
Well, that's very artistic, then. It's very nice.
Really nobody wants a mime artist for a child, really. That's what I tell myself.
I want one.
Really?
I'd love a mime child.
Should have married Marcel Marceau. Yeah. How different life might have been.
No. Now, with your rehearsing for your show, do you ever rehearse around your kids? Do they know kind of what you do?
Not really. No, they've seen bits and bobs, but they can't see most of it because it's not really appropriate for children.
Yeah. So your show's called FaceTime. What's it about?
Well, it was sort of not really about anything in particular, but I suppose you have to come up with something because the rules
say
you don't.
Something to tie it all together.
This is about parenting. It's really just about getting talking about our boobs.
Well, it was sort of about social media and sort of wrestling with modern life and technology. And sometimes, personally, I struggle to find... I really find it hard to navigate around social media and real life friendships and cyber friendships and real life persona and cyber persona and all that, really.
Mm.
Loosely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other crap in there as well.
Have you had any bad sort of Twitter experiences? Have you got into
generally not. I've always been quite... I've got away with that. I've never had any big troll action. I was on something the other night, though, a referendum gig, and I did get a bit of shit. But I try and turn it as a positive and go, right, well, the more successful you become, then the more above the parapet you become, and then you're going to take a few hits. That's sort of okay. If you can measure your success by a few trolls, there's a nice little spin of positivity on a troll.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you can't sort of become more successful and not get some haters. So I'm going to have them as little badges.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little haters.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet Justin Bieber right now and tell him he's a just to remind him how successful he is.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd like that. Aww.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I'm sure that's how it works.
I don't want too many, by the way. I don't mind the odd one. just to, you know, I can manage that, but I wouldn't want too many.
No, I was going to ask you, because now that you're, you know, famous and stuff, do you find people will come up to you, like, on the street and things like that?
They do more since Derek. Derek's the thing that's turned that around. People do, yeah. People are really nice. I've never felt irritated by it. It's not overwhelmingly so. It's kind of a modest amount.
Yeah.
It's really good when it happens when I'm with my mother-in-law or my mum.
Good, good.
Because they're like, oh, get you. And then I pay that person discreetly.
Yes, very
and
nice.
And then everyone's happy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Without opening the door and having...
Yeah, and then getting nutcases.
Yeah.
You signed my t-shirt. And you're like, no. So, it'd be preferable for that to not happen.
Yeah.
But,
they want you to sign their t-shirt, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
You're desperate, basically, Helen. You're desperate for someone to sign your t-shirt. You really want someone to want you to sign their
I was at the supermarket yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
Someone's
no, but someone came up to me and just with lovely eyes came up and went, hi. And I was like, oh, hello. Thinking, you know, I recognise you. And she went, oh, so I've got a 50 and two 20s and a 10. Can you give me a pound? I was like, yeah.
Not only do you know who I am, but you're going to present me with some maths.
Yeah.
I'd really rather not have to deal with that.
That's it.
So your FaceTime show, is that done now? Do you throw all that material in the bin?
No,
or
never throw material in the bin.
God knows we don't.
No, we don't.
Never throw material in the bin. After Edinburgh, I was happy to never, ever utter any of it ever again. I became an elective mute for at least 24 hours after it. I just, you know, you question the value of speech. I didn't even do the whole run. How pathetic is that? I did a 2-week run.
But it brings back
like flashbacks of all the runs you've ever done of Edinburgh. Like all the Edinburghs are in there.
Yeah.
So when you just visit the city, even if I hear a bagpipe, all my Edinburghs, all my Edinburghs come back like Jacob's Ladder. I'm like,
I feel that way about bagpipes generally. I cannot
bear
them.
Enough. What are they?
Yeah.
So
Dane Baptiste has got a great joke about that where he says he only recently realised that bagpipes is a musical instrument, not just one song. He just thought there was a song called Bagpipes. And when someone said bagpipes, that's what you
one
heard.
Note.
Yeah. Dane Baptiste, who is on our Christmas show December the 17th at the Hobbin Forest Hill.
What a lovely segue.
Did you like that? Yes. Just dropped it in
there.
That
was really good.
That was nice.
Did that sound professional?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because you've been on like actual Radio 4 and that. Was that...
Oh, well, I definitely thought I was on Radio 4 right then when you did that.
Am I like a sort of Catford Libby Purvis?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Woman's Hour, but a bit rougher.
That's what we're aiming for, actually.
Can we put that quote on our iTunes page? I love that. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I don't think praise can come higher than that.
Oh, no. Can we have that? Can I tweet Jenny Murray and tell her you said that?
Yes.
Oh, Helen, we're going to make it. This is our golden ticket.
Should we just end the podcast now?
Yeah, so you can go now. Now say it's like Desert Island Discs, but more shit.
Without music. Without any music.
It's like Loose Ends, but Ned Sherry never died. I don't know.
You're
just
really
going
to go through every radio podcast.
Yeah. It's like Just a Minute. Anyway,
wants to leave,
I did
Ellie.
Just a Minute recently. That was on the other day.
Did you?
You know what? You should have had that on the list because I'm very proud of that.
Oh, sorry.
I was shit at it. I was really bad. I didn't realise how hard it was going to be. And I, because you realise, like so many devices of stand-up are all repeating a phrase, you know, repeating a word, leaving a pause.
Absolutely, because you get into your shtick, don't you? Go, you know how to deliver a joke, you know what's funny, you go, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, yeah, and you get your rhythm and and all of that goes.
And then you have to reprogram that.
Yeah.
And also there's pressure, because if you listen to it before, you go, all right, I know.
And
I'm
it's such a monumentally loved, what's the word? It's a classic thing, what is it? You know, national treasure.
Iconic,
all these things.
Yeah.
Is that the right word, Ellie? She always corrects my grammar because I'm Australian.
Yeah, but I don't correct the guest grammar. She's
correct my grammar.
She's been on television.
For someone that supposedly can use words to their, you know, I can't even complete that sentence. That's how I am.
Their thingy.
She's not even drunk.
I'm not even drunk. I'm not drinking.
No. I'm drinking for all three of them.
Yes. You pronounce it pistachio when you're not even drunk. That's your version of posh speaking. That's your elocution.
I couldn't think of a word on a previous podcast. All I could say was un-chaos. And Ellie's like, what? Order?
That's the one.
I find that really reassuring because that happens to me a lot.
Oh, it's awful. When you
it's funny because I find that really irritating. So it's weird, that, isn't it? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
It's just sort of a subjective experience.
Yeah.
She really loves it when I, like, send her a text with 6 exclamation marks and 3 kisses. Oh,
I just want to smack you in the face. Every kiss.
When people have babies, that was a thing I noticed when I became a mum. Exclamation mark. Oh, hashtag vomit.
Lovely.
You get a lot of literature with a lot of exclamation marks on it.
You do. Yeah. And
mummy, come to the breastfeeding cafe.
Yeah. Now imagine that, and then combine that with being an excitable Australian. Just, can you imagine what my inbox is like?
Yeah, no, that must be
hard. It's just one stream of punctuation. There's barely any actual letters in the whole thing. It's a nightmare.
I tried to display some love.
Well, you've displayed enough. Put it away.
but when you do the mums group thing, getting back to that, that you have the coffee. So there will be the exclamation go, come for a lovely coffee. You have a coffee.
Yeah.
And then you're leaving the cafe, and then you get a text message, thanks for a lovely time.
Yeah, with have a picture.
With a lovely exclamation mark, smiley face. Oh. I do love mums, by the way, but...
Well... Anyway. I hate you. No, don't.
Some mums are nice and some mums aren't.
Yeah, it's almost like they're real people.
It's almost as if they're enormous diversity within the group of mum.
Yeah.
It's mad, that, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So when people say, oh, I hate that area because it's loads of yummy mummies, you're like, they won't like be pushing that buggy forever. That's a window of time that actually will be brief.
They'll be. Yeah. They'll come back. They will come back eventually.
They're not ghosts.
Well...
can people we go back to just a minute, just because I'm very excited about it.
It was good.
Do they, I don't know if you're allowed to say this because maybe it's behind the curtain, but do they give you the subjects before the show?
She can't speak about it.
She's Nicholas, what Parsons has bitch. Made her sign an NDA in her own blood.
I'm his bitch.
Are you? Oh. We'll never know, Helen, unless we get on it.
We've got won't do that well with the exclamation mark thing.
I'm not very... Yes, English is not my first language, obviously.
It was hard.
Yeah.
I was probably out of my depth.
Yeah.
Did you have to have, like, 5 wees beforehand? Like, did you feel like you were back?
I thought, oh, I'll be all right. And then when it started, and even I was still thinking, I'll be all right, even it begun.
Yeah.
And then it came round to me, and he went, so, Kerry, your round, the next round is with you, and the subject is whatever it was. And then I started speaking.
Mm.
And then I started speaking in that weird click African language. I thought, oh, this is really hard. This is really hard. And then the buzzer went, and that was quick. That was over quick.
Thank you, Kerry.
Yeah. Challenge, Giles. Oh. What was your challenge? Well, she's speaking in click African.
Nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it.
Oh. I don't think I got 4 words out.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Try a news quiz next time, it'd be all right. My real secret dream, though, is to go on The Archers. Another comedian, Angela Barnes, has told me that she's actually asked her agent to try and get her on The Archers. That is really is. And I'm very envious. Well, I remember she's got an agent. But apart from that.
Yeah. You have someone to ask.
Yeah.
Instead of just writing
fans. It doesn't mean
tweeting Linda Snell as if she's not a fictional character. Like,
I'm going to ask my agent to get me in an Oscar-winning movie.
This is what I keep saying to Ellie. I keep going, look, this is potentially award-winning comedy, Ellie.
And as I keep saying to you, Helen, all comedy is potentially award-winning.
It's never good when you're writing a sitcom or a sketch or something like that, and then you start planning your Oscar award ceremony.
No, I do that already. I
just like to thank my mum for encouraging me and dropping me at Drama Club every Wednesday. And...
Well, I've never done that. Let's just say, though, that I do know what I would say if I was opening the Ambridge Fate.
Okay. It's good to have that plan.
It's good to have that. It's a life goal.
But I'm one of those people, anyway, like when I would date people at university, I was already, you know, married to them with the kids. You know, I was already...
See, I never understood that. I remember a woman telling me once that when she was dating guys, she would sort of plan how she'd feel walking towards them down the aisle.
Wow.
And I'm like, right, you're clearly mentally ill. I mean, that's not acceptable.
No, that sounds really weird.
Yeah, that's... You did it.
Muriel. Did you used to go to the wedding dress shops? You did, didn't you? With the Polaroids?
Yes.
That's too much.
Poor Muriel.
Get back to pauper spit, I say. Anyway, back to comedy. So how do you fit in writing and performing with kids? Like, how do you manage it?
I don't know.
I really don't know. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It's been lovely having you.
I honestly don't know.
Me mental.
I don't know. You just do it, don't you? I don't. Yeah. I mean, how does anyone go to work with kids? Mm-hmm. You just do it. When I used to go to gigs, when I first started having them, they're like, "Who's with your baby?"
Yeah, yeah.
As if I'd go, "Oh, who is with the baby?" You know,
in the car
with their dad.
Yeah, I know. And women get asked that, don't they? Like anybody, like any women who's got a profession, they'll be asked, "Oh, and how do you manage it with children?"
Men never
get asked. Like, no, they don't. Richard Branson never got asked that, did they?
Probably
did they?
Not.
Like his two people, did he?
Richard and Branson. See, I told you, that's right. He invented the pickle, his brother Branson. That's how he made his millions.
This is why I need her, because my English again is failing me.
Oh, I've got a Richard Branson story on the subject of like meeting. Sort of, I was a video games journalist for many years, and I was at an Xbox party. So they invite celebrities or even just relatives of celebrities to try and make video games seem like an acceptable cultural pastime. And Richard Branson's son was there. And this guy came up to me and he went, "Excuse me." And I was like, oh my God, Richard Branson's son is going to like chat me up and then we're going to get married and then we're going to go to Necker Island and like it's going to be amazing. And he went, "You've got toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe."
Oh,
and
all that
my dreams, it was like Cinderella's like glass slipper shattered into 1,000 pieces. It was a nightmare. Go on, Helen, ask another question while I try and get over it. You once said, "You don't choose your material chooses you."
Did I? When did I say
that? I don't know, Helen, probably found it on Wikipedia, to be honest with you.
No, I Googled you, obviously, because, you know, we haven't met before, so...
Because that's what we do all day. When we're supposed to be writing our show, we just Google successful comedians and write down inspirational quotes.
Don't go into Ellie's loo. There's questions of you everywhere. Anyway, no, it was in the Scotsman last year.
Right.
I rechecked it half an hour before I came.
No, it sounds like something I would say. I think because I've always slightly... There are people, and I suppose I admire them, where they... I think Sarah Pascoe said recently that she writes... she chooses a topic and she will write about that.
Like
and she will
essay.
Research
yeah.
it and whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never written like that. I've never... Yeah. I've always... My ideas have come from very specific circumstances and situations and emotions that have... come
yeah.
up
yeah
so that is how it's evolved and they'll and then there'll be a comment and then I'll think I might be able to flesh that out.
Yeah,
there was a time, especially just after I'd had my second, so my eldest was 3 and I had a newborn, I was so knackered that I literally couldn't see. And then around that time my then agent said to me, "Oh, I'm getting really good feedback from your gigs, people say you're really like flying at the moment." And I thought, that's interesting, it's because I'm and I don't care.
It's at your real core.
I just don't care. I think I was going on stage with a sort of vibe of like, just let's just fucking get through this so I can go back to bed.
And have you ever done a double act?
No.
Well,
that's lovely. Yeah. I mean, like, the one thing that people often moan about in stand-up is the loneliness, so I suppose you swerve that with a double act.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever do fancy doing a double act, I like Helen a lot, but it's, let's face it, it's not going to last forever, is it? It's, you know, she's still in the honeymoon period.
Right.
It's like any relationship, I expect. Within a couple of years, the sex will dry up.
That happens. I've known a double act thing is a kind of, you know, you have to go the distance. You've got to both want the same thing. I'm going to therapy you now. This is like relate.
Okay, yeah.
You've got to both want to go all the way, because I have known a couple of double acts where one person hasn't wanted it as much as the other and then they've burnt out. And it's it is a challenging thing to both stay on the same page. I mean, it's tough enough in a marriage, let alone as a, you know, professional relationship. So
I think that's it.
Oh, we've seen enough X Factor to know we've got to commit wholeheartedly.
You've got to go all the way. I feel like Simon Cowell. Like, how did I end up getting...
I don't know. We've done a mind trick on you, Kerry.
Which one of us is Harry Styles and which one needs to just go home?
You've got to think of yourself as Jedward. You properly... you won't work as individual units.
Yeah.
You have to be a unit.
Yeah.
Think Jedward.
Yeah. No.
That's our new motivational quote for our motivational quotes. Think Jedward.
Yeah. They don't work alone.
I spent most of my waking hours thinking Jedward, so it really won't be a leap for me. Well, good. That was some lovely comedy chat. Is that enough comedy chat?
I think you've just...
What have we done?
Crack that nut, Ellie.
Crack that nut. She's trying to get a catchphrase going.
Oh, that's nice. Crack that nut.
Crack that nut.
Yeah. It's working really well.
Really good.
I like it a lot.
We're trying so hard.
Now, you have got a special gift for Kerry, haven't you?
I have, because obviously I've been doing Google research on you, Kerry. And in The Guardian, you said that you go to soft play centres in South London and that they were so dull and no one talks to each other and what they really need was wine.
Yeah.
And so I thought about this a lot. And Ellie and I have handcrafted you something.
Oh, brilliant.
To take with you.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay, so it's a gold finish on a Tommy Tippy
beaker.
On a Tommy Tippy beaker.
But I can put booze in.
Yeah, but what we've called it, Kerry, is the Tommy Tipsy.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Potentially award-winning comedy.
That is potentially award-winning.
I like that a lot.
Okay, so that is our gift to you. It's a gold...
That is... There's not enough to get... on. If I put put whiskey, it'd have to be a spirit.
Go for your brown liquors.
Well, if you'd like to come and see the Tommy Tipsy in the flesh, or indeed Helen and myself, you do see quite a lot of our flesh in the show.
Yes, you do.
Really?
We go
burlesque.
Well, I'll show a picture of you. I'll show you a picture later of me and Helen with Michaela Strachan that will blow your mind.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
Excellent.
We like a leotard.
We do like a leotard.
We have no shame. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's got cutaways. So, yeah, if you would like to come and see all that flesh, then we are launching a monthly show, aren't we, Helen, at The Hob in Forest Hill.
Yes.
What was I going to say? No, but have you ever been to Gambardo's?
Oh, yeah.
In Beckenham? They serve alcohol.
Do they?
They do. They do. And I know this because I once was there and they have signs up around saying, "Parents, please do not leave your alcohol unattended." The children are fine.
That's hilarious. I didn't know they sold booze.
Yeah, no, they sell booze.
You know, though, the one in Beckenham got flooded out, didn't they, in that recent floods? Yeah, it was shut for a while. My kids were devastated.
Oh, God.
We love a bit of Bardo's.
Did the tiger survive? God, I hate
Gambardo's.
But yeah, this is South London for you. Gambardo's Beckenham does serve booze and has to put signs up to stop grown-ups letting children drink it. Gambardo's Chelsea does not serve booze.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is the way we are living. So there you go. So anyway, Gambardo's facts, ladies and gentlemen. All day long. Full of them. I'm full of them.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Right, so we've cracked the nut of special gifts.
Now we have. Thank you, Helen.
Great.
I'm going to introduce the next section. And for once, because Helen normally does the theme tunes. Sections, I've got a theme tune this week.
Right,
are you ready?
Yeah.
She's a listy lover. She loves to make a list, believe it. What do you think?
I like that. I knew exactly where you were going with that. And I liked where you went.
I might do all the jingles.
It's a shame that this is an audio medium because the dance was really good. It was like a toddler. I thought it was a baby disco.
Or someone learning to swim.
It was the flailing arms.
I can't get into the rhythm.
No, you need that. You need the movement.
That's
Don't stifle
it.
That. Never let anyone tell you that's not good.
I am a white soul superstar. I'm like a female Mick Hucknall.
You really do dance like no one's watching you.
Or caring.
I watched, like, I danced like everyone in the room is blind. Yes. That's right. Of course, you wrote and starred in a fabulous Radio 4 series called Kerry's Lists, about writing lists amongst the chaos of your life. Yes. Is that an accurate... That's like the Radio Times.
Yes, well done.
Is that an accurate summation? So how much of that show was based on your real life?
Worryingly, rather a lot of it. And nice. When I'm not functioning very well, I feel like I am living in my radio show. Like, if everything's flowing and good, then I think, oh, gosh, what a crazy maniacal existence. But if it's not, then I feel like I've turned into that hyper woman.
When you do your list, are you like a post-it person, or have you automated?
I scribble them on pieces of paper.
Yeah.
I scribble them at home. I haven't started using technology for them.
Yes. If you go into Ellie's lounge room, you should get that basket, Ellie, in your dining room. Oh, bring it back, you know, on the table.
Are you a list maker?
You're gonna shame me in front of my
I am. Go and get the basket.
She list.
She's list crazy. Like, she's list extremist.
I'm really glad since I did that radio show that I discovered that a lot of women are.
Look,
what is that?
Use the dynamo.
That's
on
a
Kerry.
Major.
Isn't that for paying for food in a pub? Do you use that to make lists?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't, Helen Thorne. I use it to label things that are on my list.
I find this really reassuring.
Look at this.
You're making me feel really stable.
Look, this, the colour coding. I come to this house.
Oh, this
look
is
at, oh, no, look, just stroke things. There we have some post-its. There's stars. What are the stars for, Ellie?
That
rewards
for a personal reward chart that just keeps me motivated in my life. I don't know.
They are some really good lists.
You know,
like, I mean, this is clearly mental illness, but I do believe in a list. I like it.
So yeah, can I show you my list, Kerry?
Yeah, do it.
I'm so proud.
Don't be offended if some of these make it into the next series.
No, not at all. You can take this home with you.
Brilliant. Because I do nick other people's list items.
So this is my list of things
can
I have
can
to
I
do
take
today.
A photo of this?
Yes.
Oh, please do.
Edit
yeah,
Kent.
Fine.
That seems an overwhelming job.
I decided to get rid of Orpington.
Yeah,
that
well,
just
I
go.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely, we yeah. can lose catering.
And then these are my categories. So that's things I could do out at the PC, just in the house, generally errands, scummy mummies things. And then
so within this, I've got
context sensitive sublists. And that's admin. I've got to do stuff I've got to do when I'm doing online banking, just stuff like that.
This
like
is brilliant.
Scummies, cut Helen off. That sort of thing.
Drop Helen.
Find new comedy partner. Kerry? ? So and then like so say if I sent you an email and I was waiting for your reply.
Yeah.
That would then
pending.
Transfer to the waiting list. This is people I'm waiting to.
Oh, yeah. This is so good.
This is why I married her, Kerry.
I'm really humbled.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm quite proud of this. It makes me happy.
So the Kerry's List thing, that tapped into what you already was experiencing as a human.
Being mental.
Yeah, okay. That's really good.
I know this isn't normal. I know that.
Yeah, but what's weird is it is normal.
Is it?
Like, because when I did that radio show, it was a bit, we dropped in the end, which was a shame, because there was a point where we were going to have interviews, like real, like the Vox Pops or something like that.
Yeah,
we were
going
to
yeah.
pepper it with like real... women going, right, this is my list from exactly what you just did. So we were going to have that intercut. So I had loads of evenings like this, drinking wine, talking to women about their lists. And
oh, my God.
It's very normal.
It would be like comedians in cars getting coffee. But
it was. It was
drinking
comedians
wine,
drinking
lists.
Wines, talking about their lists. Oh. And it was like list support groups. And they were just like so happy to share.
I have been known to listen... I haven't even told Helen this. This is a real confession.
Yeah.
I sometimes listen to podcasts about making lists.
What are they? Where'd you get them?
Wow.
Where?
Have you seen this book before, Kerry? This book is called Getting Things Done. How to Achieve Stress-Free Productivity.
No, I haven't seen it.
So this is... Do you want to leave? It's all right. This is a 260...
She has to go to the BBC now, really.
To tell them never to employ me. This is
I'm
a 260-page book about making lists.
Surely you don't need that amount of language to just say make lists.
Well...
She does.
Look, it's got flowcharts. Look at that. It's got an index.
This is a massive tome to procrastination.
I'm reading it for the second time.
Oh, my God. But you don't need it. Look at you.
Oh,
Look at your life. You don't need this. You've got this.
The thing is, Kerry, I'm currently only operating at 10,000 and 20,000 feet, and I need to get up to 50, 60.
You need to chill out. You have you ever heard of the Little Book of Calm?
I'll put that on my list.
Put it on your list.
I've got a list of books I want to read.
Is this what happens when you get pregnant and she's not drinking enough? She just needs to... You've got to let it go.
But getting things done is actually this huge movement, and like, there's people like who make entire podcasts about it.
I'm going to listen to one of them.
It's pretty weird. You're welcome. Weird.
So, the only reason why I find them reassuring, and I need them, but not to the degree that you do, is
weirdo.
Is that, you know, when you get, well, you won't because your kids are a bit younger, but you know when you do get that occasional, like maybe a day off or an hour off, and you go a bit mental at the sheer volume of possibilities of what you could do with that precious bit of time. That you do nothing. You just Google yourself and eat beans out of a tin.
No.
So sometimes when the kids... If the kids go to my mum's for a sleepover, I go like... I don't know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have to literally write on a list, watch a film.
Yeah.
To make me watch a film.
Yeah,
because you always say, I don't have any time to watch a film.
Yeah,
and then
when you've got the time. But you're like, with this time, I could watch a film, I could do some yoga, I could relax, I could have a bath, I could and go to the Zumba. I could, and it becomes so ridiculous, the possibilities, that you do nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you chase your tail.
Yeah, you do. You do need those lists.
You're both okay.
We're all right. We're okay.
We're fine. Okay.
And as I, you know, as a support group member to another, you're not alone.
Thank you, Kerry. My new comedy partner.
Just putting the God and Godlyman there. Goodness me.
On the next episode, why don't we talk about Helen's organisation systems? Let's talk about how that works.
No. How do you plan Helen?
I just think.
How do you get dressed?
Well,
how many times have you dropped the children off in your pyjamas since term started, Helen?
I wear a part of my
pyjamas. I do that too.
Yeah.
Oh. Should we have another section, Helen?
Why not? Now, I've called this one, because I'm so clever, Carry On Camping.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah!
I bet you've never heard that before.
Well, it's been mooted as an Edinburgh title.
Oh, really?
I've got the sub. The subtitle is... Camping, let's discuss. Because I saw on you again with the Google, Gary, you said on the Twitter, you can't say you've done extreme parenting till you've camped in the rain.
It's true.
That is quite a loaded statement.
I like the extreme parenting.
I think it's a universal truth.
I nearly died, and some of my children.
Although, actually, a few people sent me pictures after I tweeted that, and I nothing like what I experienced.
So,
one bloke said, we've just got back from Spain, see attached photo or whatever, and it was just, he was just in a puddle in Spain.
Oh,
it was
Jesus
horrific.
Christ.
It was horrific.
That's not what you go to Spain for.
No, I had it this year in this country, and you sort of expect it.
Yeah.
But if I go to Spain and it rains, I'll be writing a firm letter.
Where do you go? Do you tend to stay sort of in England?
We go local. There's one at the local... the Scout Hut.
Car park.
You hear it? We go to Dorset and festivals, stuff like that. I do really like it. I've never done a massive holiday camping.
Mm. What's your limit? What, 7 days?
I'd rather not go over a week.
Yeah. That's enough.
I think 3 or 4 is about mine, to be honest.
I do like it. I like the sound of a zip.
That's
I like that. It just says cozy times.
Let me just paint a picture for you, Kerry. I'd like to paint a picture of a recent camping experience I had and see if you'd enjoy the sound of this zip.
Okay.
So let's say you're having a lovely weekend camping in Kent with some other families, all very nice, and you've had a nice night by the campfire, and, you know, you're a few months pregnant, and so your husband is, you know, you put your pyjamas on, your husband's just helping you climb into your sleeping bag, and then you hear... And in walks this drunk Australian with a giant head torch.
You?
Like, as if she's just tunnelled up directly from Melbourne into your tent. And she stands there for about a minute.
With
and then just
head
goes,
on.
Oh, sorry. And runs away.
I'd rather not have that.
Yeah. That's not my dream camping experience.
No.
Is it yours, Helen?
No. I'm by a campsite. I have a nice box wine. And I'm
Goon bag.
Yeah, goon bag. And I went to the loo and everyone was going to sleep. And then Ellie, we bought our tent. She bought the same one.
Oh.
Because she
tent envy.
Yeah, absolutely. And she camps next to us. And I'm a bit drunk. And it's a bit dark.
Oh, that, hang on. That's perfectly reasonable.
Is it?
Yes.
That wasn't really how you told that story. You told it like she was a complete nutcase that just wanted to get on your nerves. But actually, if you bought the same tent and she was pissed, that's a completely justifiable error.
I think so.
Yeah.
But then, how about this? And then she went on to f*** my husband.
So. Yeah, that's maybe over the
line. Get out of that one.
Yeah, that's over the line.
Yeah.
Sorry, same tent.
He's white as well. I just got confused. I was drunk.
Jesus. Yeah, that's definitely too much.
I was confused.
You were pissed.
Yeah, I was pissed.
You looked aroused.
And it's dark. And you're aroused.
And it was very frightening.
But that's what I like about camping. All that sort of bollocks.
Swinging.
Yeah, a bit of swinging. You know, barriers are down.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, so I, after pretending to be a swinger, I went back to my tent. And then Ellie did a massive fart, and her and her husband discussed it and laughed. And then I laughed for half an hour afterwards.
That's another joy of tenting.
I know, I do like that.
Everybody bonds over a fart.
They do. You've got to let it out.
Yeah.
What's been your worst camping experience, Kerry?
Losing a whole tent, it blowing away. Ooh. In Tenby in Wales.
Jesus.
Literally just losing the tent.
You know you're supposed to put pegs in the ground.
I've done all that, but have you been to Tenby in Wales?
No.
It's bloody windy.
No.
So, Kerry Godleyman, what are your top tips for camping?
Get a good tent. Don't copy your mate's tent.
Don't f*** your friend's husband.
Don't f*** your friend's husband. Especially not if she's your comedy partner. It's really not going to work out.
Mel and Sue do that all the time.
I don't think they do, my darling.
I suspect they don't.
Oh, she doesn't have a...
I don't know. You have to have the right gear. You have to have loads of waterproofs. All that sort of stuff. I feel I go a bit nuts in May about camping. It's like, so you really have to have all the gear. But you do. It's all about equipment. My dad always says, basically, he doesn't believe in bad weather. He just believes in inappropriate clothing.
That's it. There's no such thing as bad weather.
I don't think that's a John Lennon quote. I don't believe in bad weather.
Mr. Godleyman says.
I don't believe in bad weather. I just believe in inappropriate clothing.
Imagine all the raincoats.
And actually, you know, he's got a point. You can, if you've got the gear, you can have fun.
I've got a top tip for camping. My top piece of camping equipment.
Yeah.
Urinal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You take your own
portable
one.
Urinal. Yeah, especially if you're pregnant.
It's a bit extreme,
woman.
Isn't it?
Do you think so?
How do you get it in the car?
No, she's got. You know the man.
Oh, like a shiwi,
like a plastic
shiwi. Oh, a shiwi. Yeah. Like a portal.
A funnel. No, a funnel. She's got like with the bottle attachment.
Yeah, it's got.
No, that's a good bit kit.
Yeah. What's your favourite bit of camping kit?
I do like one of those little hob things, little gas.
Oh yeah.
I like the gas light. I like the.
Yeah.
That sound with a zoop.
It's very aural camping for you, isn't it?
It is. I like the sounds.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of just staying at home, closing your eyes and putting a sound effect CD on?
We've got a new podcast idea for Kerry.
Maybe. I should just sit in the garden with a guest light. Yeah. What I do hate about camping and equipment-wise is airbeds, and I've never found an airbed that's really very good.
So I should put you in touch with my dad, because he's got this airbed that he's had for about 30 years.
Where did he get it?
Well, nobody really knows, but all that we know is that the Chinese made it.
Where I'm going, because everyone lets me down. Everyone, they go down. I don't believe in them. And then until you're like listening, where is that hole? Where is it? I've thrown so many out and just bought a new one.
Well, I'll find out where it... Well, China, presumably, but he cannot lend anyone this airbed.
Did
or even look at it without telling
Chinese
you that
monk.
The Chinese made it. And, oh, dear. Well, I think we've... Have we...
Yeah, we've cracked that nut, Ellie.
Cracked the nut.
I think we have. Nice. Okay, so we're going to move to the last part, because Kerry will have to eventually leave Ellie's house. It's the Scummy Mummy's Confessions.
Hooray!
Hooray! Should we start with a listener?
Yeah, go on.
So the lovely Izzy Birch has written into us, and she said her Scummy Mummy confession was about her daughter in the bath had a bogey that had become loose in the water.
Ooh.
And she basically had got a cloth to wipe it, but the bogey had just disappeared. The six-month-old had eaten her own snot.
Oh,
lovely.
What I love about that is, because the baby's 6 months old, she thinks that's disgusting. She doesn't realise there's a tent.
Yeah.
That's only about the second circle of disgusting. There's like a whole 10 circles to go through.
There's fingers up butts and sniffing it and discussing the smell. Yeah. There's all sorts of wonders to come. So good luck, Izzy.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending that in. It's not that we're not grateful. I just want you to...
That's mild.
Yeah,
you've got a lot to look forward to. Let's put it like that.
Well, my Scummy Mummy confession was: I went I was walking to a friend's house, but my kids decided they both needed to poo at the same time. So we had to go and visit St. David's Coffee House in Forest Hill, and they both did a big poo. And in the middle of it, you called me. And then, you know, you get the guilt about having kids doing a poo. So I bought a lemonade, and then I was still talking to you on the phone. And then Matilda was just dipping her hair in lemonade and sucking it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not as bad as her dipping it in the poo.
And then Hugo, the three-year-old, tipped the lemonade over and just spread it all over the table on the floor. So that was my gift to my local coffee place, that we do a couple of shits and then trash the place all for £1.50.
Chuck lemonade all around.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
Helen Thorne, supporting local business. What did you do then? Then did you go in the bunker and just blindfold them and let them run around smashing everything?
Did people look at you disapprovingly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did my job, really, for the mothers of the world.
Do you
world.
Get really angry when people look at you disapprovingly?
Yeah, I think everyone's been a child and we're in a society. Yeah.
I get really shitty if people give me feedback.
I was
out recently and Frank did something or another and this woman came over and went, "Your son just took..." And I was like, "He's four!" She just...
That's what they do.
Got a quick measure of where I was coming from and just backed slowly away, maintaining eye contact. But I don't cope.
Had you stabbed a man to death?
I just picked up her husband's earphones. But it was just really odd that, like, if you ever go to a National Trust place, the staff really don't cope well with children.
They do not.
They're awful. And they're like, "Will you get the child off the, you know, before post to bed antique?" No, no, like, "Oh, for f***'s sake."
I know, we went to Charles Darwin and my son made a run under the ropes to Charles Darwin's bassoon.
But
he doesn't need it anymore. He's not using it.
It's fine. It's
just
scientific.
I don't know. Kids are just the kids, aren't they? But some people don't get it.
I know, and I find that really hard, especially because I do long haul flights back and forth to Australia, and everyone's like, "Oh, like we all paid the cheap fare."
Are they all from Sheffield. Yeah. Remember that? Did you have
that's
that
how I sounded like in just a minute?
Yeah.
So, Kerry, do you have a scummy mummy confession to share with us?
I mean, I'm sure there's loads, but I can't think of a specific one.
Have you got a scummy mummy tip? Have you got a scummy mummy... What gets you through the day as a mum?
It's a sense of humour.
Good. Correct.
I mean, honestly, I don't know how... Just try not take it all too seriously.
I have a little theme tune if a mother p***s me off, and it goes like this. Uptight Sally! And when someone's a... I just that's my little theme story.
Yeah,
I just think you're just uptight, Sally.
Yeah, you know? And out.
Yeah, so that's my gift to the internet.
Yeah, she belts it out across the cafe. Gets thrown out.
Some woman
David's
trying to
out.
Give them some plain organic, you know, rice cakes. I just go uptight, Sally, and it just gets
it
me
works.
Through. Yeah.
No, that does get you through that sort of thing.
To do you know what through. I'd like when I give birth to this baby around about February? I'd like to book you in to come to the birth, and when I go, "I can't do it, I can't push anymore, it's not coming out," I just want you to go, "Uptight Sally."
That will get you through.
She will punch me in the face.
Come in through a zip door with a light on your head.
That's right.
Now stand there staring at her. That will get it out.
I'll just f*** your husband.
Yeah, that will motivate you.
Time for some cave diving.
Are you going to have them at Lewisham Hospital?
I don't know, I had the last one at King's.
Okay, probably I had Frank at home, but I had the first one at Lewisham Hospital.
I mean, I've done two home births. This is
all for home births. Don't bother going out. Don't get dressed.
Well, don't leave the couch.
Hospitals are for emergencies.
Have you seen her
diary? This is an emergency! You're pushing another human out of your vagina. That is an emergency situation.
No, you'll be fine. Do it at home. It's not relaxing going into hospital. It's stressful. It's like you might as well stay at home.
I find going to hospital less stressful because I like science, I like medical equipment.
But you get patronised and spoken
to. I don't mind that.
You're back.
That's fine. I trust these people. They know what they're doing.
I'd rather be at home, have a lavender oil and not be patronised.
Yeah. I want to be in a nice, sterile, disinfected. I want no curtains. I want no soft furnishings.
Bright lights.
I just want medicines and sharp, steely knives. That's what I want.
I suppose it's good to know that everybody wants something different.
Yeah. Well, there we are. The home versus hospital debate in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Like, take that,
the
Guardian. But I think we're sort of all over, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Again, if you would like to see us in the flesh, do come down to
so much flesh.
Yes. Do come down to the Hob in Forest Hill. We're doing a show. It's Wednesday, the 24th of September, 29th of October, 26th of November, and then the Christmas special on the 17th of December. So tickets are just £5 for every show, and they're available from We Got Tickets. You can just go to wegottickets.com and search for Scummy Mummies.
Or just follow us on the Twitter at Scummy Mummies, and we're on Facebook, aren't we, Ellie?
We are.
And email us at scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please do.
And Kerry, do you want to promote anything?
What do I want to...
Have you got like a really hardcore political agenda? Go on, say something. Radicalise some people. Go on.
Just calm down. Everybody just calm down. That's my hugely political message.
Well, thanks for that. But do you have any advice for the listeners?
Yes, just calm down. Just chill out. That's more advice for me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
An amazing guest. Thank you very much.
She can leave now. She's free to go. Yeah. Thank you, Kerry.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Can I sing the song now?
Which song?
Good King Kerry Godlyman.
Oh,
it's been in my head all day.
Do it.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, right. I thought that was the intro.
No, that's...
What's with the Christmas theme?
I don't know. I don't know, because I've been writing your name down, obviously, to Google you, and then all I can sing is Good King Kerry Godlyman all the time.
You need a second verse, mate.
On the way here, I said, please don't do that in front of our guests.
And then she drank a whole bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, she drank a bottle of Prosecco. I thought we'd almost gotten away with it.
No.
We were almost going to get out of this podcast without embarrassing ourselves.
No.
I can't even feign enthusiasm.
I thought that was my ticket to TV. There we go. Done.
You didn't even think up your own tune. And it's a Christmas song. And it's still September.
No one wants anything to do with
Christmas until at least November.
Well, anyway, that's my brain.
Thank you. Just a tiny bit of feedback.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't listen to me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.